I want to wish a Gemar Chasim Ativa to all of Klal Yisrael, B'chol Mekayim Sheheimin especially, everyone that joins these groups. You should all have Brachais and Yeshuais and Echamais and Refuais. Yom Kippur is a special day. Yom Kippur is the 40th day from the first day of Elul. It's the height of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's on that day Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha, I will forgive you as you requested. Special window of Tefillah opens up during the Tefillah of Ne'ilah. That's a time where Hashem opens a special door in Shamayim for our tefillahs to be heard. The remez to it is in Parshas Noach. It says, "Vayiftach Noach es chaloin hateva." At the end of 40 days, Noach opened up the window of the teva. That's a remez. It's the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol has many rituals that follow that day. He enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the holiest person on the holiest day entering the holiest place. And this could happen in every single Yid, every person, every Yid, the holiest part of his neshama can be reached in that holy day, especially Nila. And that applies, by the way, even if one, God willing, everyone should feel well, and even if one doesn't, and they feel weak, or whatever it is, don't get discouraged. Whatever you can do, just talk to Hashem in your heart, in your own way, as you're saying the tefillahs, and may all your tefillahs be niskabel. I want to just say a beautiful verse that I heard from Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He talks about how the Keteres, the Tzedakim, what they did was, is they said it's inappropriate to prepare the Keteres inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That is the Halacha. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and prepares the Keteres over there with the smoke and everything, with the fire. And the Tzedakim didn't agree, and they did it outside. They prepared it outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then they brought it in because they said it's not the kavod for a servant to prepare food in front of the king and right in front of them. And what he answered is as follows. He says, you're right if you consider HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech. When if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looked upon as a king, and to a certain level, of course, he is the melech, and even Yom Kippur, we still say HaMelech HaKadosh, and so on. So then, by a melech, you're right. You don't prepare for food in front of the king. You prepare it in the kitchen and then bring it into the melech, all well prepared. So the same thing, then the tzaykim theoretically are right. You would prepare the keteres outside of the kodesh hakadoshim, because it's not covered to prepare it inside in front of the melech, malchei hamelachim. However, the ikar hadgashan Yom Kippur is not the melech, is the av. He's a av arachaman. Or in this case, he goes even further. It's really like an isha and a bala. It's a wife and a husband. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is the husband. Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is the wife. And even a queen in front of the king prepares food in front of the king. That's not a bezayin to him, Chalila, because it's a husband and wife. Even as a melech, it's not a melech and a malka. It's a husband and a wife. And that's the way it's looked upon. That's the panemius of why, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's representing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Bechina of the Isha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bechina Kaviyachal of a Ish. They're a husband and wife, and it's a normal thing to prepare in front of a husband food and whatever it is. That is the Hiskashus. That is the Kurva. That is the closeness that is there, Yom Kippur, between every single Yid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we use the melech when we need to use it to give us the yiras Hashem and the yira roimimus and whatever we need to do with the melech aspect of it. But then Yom Kippur, there's an additional element of rachamim, of course, but also of an ish and an isha, of that connection. And again, going to our theme that we always bring down pertaining to Shalom Bayis, we always have to remember that that's the case, that Shir HaShirim and is a microcosm of the connection between Hashem and Klal Yisrael and between each individual one of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a husband and wife relationship. So it is does behoove us in this time, for those who are not married, to ask for Shaduchim, Hagunim, Bez Hashem. And we also ask that our Shalom Bayis should get better and ask for Siyat Deshmaya for it, and that the Shechina should be in our homes, and to work on our Midos as best as possible, and not hold back. Yamali Hashem Kol Mashalas Libeinu L'Toiva. Now, if possible, during shul, when you're in shul, you have formal tefillahs. But if you have time, before Shacharis maybe, or between if there's a break, or whenever you could in a quiet way, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own Lashon, in your own expression, in your own language that you're comfortable with, talking to Hashem heart to heart, thanking Hashem for everything He has done for us, asking Him for special siyata d'shmaya. There is the concept of course, vidui, so you have to, if you remember sins, to make sure to ask mechila for them, of course, and that's vidui, that's a big chelik of the Yom Kippur Avodah, but a big part of it is the Simcha Sachayim and the Kabbalah Alo Asid, asking Hashem for the siyata d'shmaya to help us move forward and become better people, to be better than who we ever were before. And have confidence that Hashem is Meichel us. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our hearts and our minds. And I want to add also, on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we always say that the Iker Mitzvah always is to ask Mechila from each other. But one thing is very important to know, and bring this up, that technically, you could say you're not Yoitza if you didn't, and everyone should, but at the very least, if let's say whatever it is, Erev Yom Kippur, there's no way to reach the person, or for whatever reason it's not possible, a good idea would be also to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, the thing, people I don't remember, or I do, but I can't get to them yet, or whatever the reasons are. You ask Hashem to soften hearts. You ask Hashem that help that person soften their hearts towards us to be Meichel us and vice versa. It's very, very important. If we do that, that's the beginning of a tshuva. That shows at least the Pesach that we want to become together. It's a day of Achdus. Yom Kippur is Yom Echad. Yom Echad Bashana, Yom Achas Bashana. It's a day of Achdus, of oneness. And the more we are one, the more we are whole, and the more likely we will have a pure, whole kapara and brachis and yeshuas. So at the very least, have our hearts be as one. Help us learn to soften our hearts, to be meichel each other, and to be dan l'kapschus, and to be ma'ir rachmei shemayim on us. So again, I want to wish you all a gemar chasim, a good geben shtyar, and you should all have tremendous atzlocha with parnasa, b'gashmias and ruchnias, good health. For those who need shiduchim, to be Hashem should help with shiduchim, and for those that are married, that should be enhanced and healed, and become better than ever before. Bracha v'atzlacha.